The real estate financing market. Many factors affect the availability of funds and the terms at which loans are offered, including the level of government spending, borrowing, and the overall state of the economy. The decisions of the Federal Reserve, coupled with the fiscal policies of Congress, impact both the primary and secondary mortgage markets. The Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is the central banking system of the United States. The Federal Reserve's most critical role is to keep the economy healthy through the proper application of monetary policy. The objective of monetary policy is to influence the country's economic performance to promote stable prices, maximum sustainable employment, and steady economic growth. Mortgage rates are affected by events in the global financial market. Actions taken by the Federal Reserve have a fairly immediate effect on short-term rates, but their impact on mortgage rates is generally less direct. Many factors influence the country's economic performance. Economic performance abroad, fiscal policy determined by the legislative and executive branches of government, and monetary policy carried out by the Federal Reserve. The Fed's monetary policy actions affect prices, employment, and economic growth by influencing the availability and cost of money and credit in the economy. This, in turn, affects the willingness of consumers and businesses to spend money on goods and services. The Fed uses three primary monetary policy tools to influence the cost and availability of credit. Open market operations. The Fed's most flexible and often used tool of monetary policy is open market operations for buying or selling government securities. The discount rate. The discount rate is the interest rate the Federal Reserve charges eligible financial institutions to borrow funds on a short-term basis. A higher discount rate can indicate a more restrictive policy. In comparison, a lower rate may be used to signal a more expansive policy. Reserve requirements. Financial institutions must set aside a percentage of deposits as reserves, whether or not they are members of the Federal Reserve System. Raising reserve requirements reduces the availability of funds for lending, thereby slowing the economy. Lowering reserve requirements increases the availability of funds for lending, thus accelerating economic activity. Secondary mortgage market. The secondary market exists for the purchase and sale of existing mortgages to investors. It is designed to provide greater liquidity to the residential real estate market by providing a steady supply of funds from investors. The secondary market is the market wherein loan originators, such as mortgage bankers and brokers, can sell their loans and thus recover cash for originating more loans. Secondary market investors do not lend money. They purchase mortgage notes as investments to earn a return. The return is called a yield, and it represents the money earned on an investment. The originator of a loan works with customers who are borrowers. Once the originator closes the loan to the borrower, the note and mortgage instrument become marketable paper that can be assigned to an investor when sold. The originator of the loan becomes a seller, and the large investing institutions that deal in the secondary market for mortgage loans are called purchasers. When a mortgage loan is offered for sale, the potential purchaser is interested in only one factor, net yield. The net yield is the return on investment that the investor receives over time. Fannie Mae. The Federal National Mortgage Association, FNMA, commonly known as Fannie Mae, plays a vital role in financing mortgages and increasing homeownership opportunities in the United States. Fannie Mae began in 1938 as an agency of the federal government and was created to bring stability to the U.S. housing market. In 1968, Fannie Mae became a privately owned and managed corporation. At that time, the U.S. Congress rechartered Fannie Mae as a government-sponsored enterprise, GSE, mandating that it operate with private capital on a self-sustaining basis to enhance the flow of funds through the secondary market to homebuyers. Fannie Mae is the largest investor in home mortgages today. Since 1968, Fannie Mae has provided more than 63 million homeowners with more than $6.3 trillion in housing finance. The corporation currently owns, in its portfolio or holds in trust for investors, 1 out of every 5 mortgages in the United States. Fannie Mae operates exclusively in the secondary market and provides support to mortgage lending institutions in the primary market. Lenders who originate loans in the primary market may either hold the loans in their portfolios or sell them in the secondary market. By selling loans in the secondary market, lenders are able to obtain additional funds with which to make more loans to homebuyers. Fannie Mae helps accomplish the following important housing objectives. It addresses imbalances of mortgage credit among regions of the United States by making funds available to capital-deficient areas of the country in order to finance new mortgage originations. It allows lenders to originate mortgages for sale rather than for portfolio investment. It standardizes mortgage loans, thereby attracting investors who traditionally have not invested in the primary market, further strengthening the market. By raising funds from U.S. and global investors and dispersing risks on mortgage assets, Fannie Mae works to keep low-cost capital flowing to mortgage lenders across the nation, in all communities, under all economic conditions, and at the lowest mortgage rates in the housing finance market. Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac is a government-sponsored enterprise, GSE, established as the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, FHLMC, in 1970 to purchase mortgages in the secondary market. Freddie Mac is a stockholder-owned corporation chartered by Congress to increase the supply of funds that mortgage lenders, such as commercial banks, mortgage bankers, savings institutions, and credit unions, can make available to homeowners and multifamily investors. Most of its listed stock is owned mainly by savings associations. To sell a loan to Freddie Mac, the loan originator must comply with the seller-servicer requirements, the loan on Freddie Mac uniform documents. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have jointly developed a series of documents to standardize mortgage loan purchases, and loans prepared on these documents have become known as conforming loans. Conservatorship. The turmoil in the housing and credit markets that began in 2007 put extreme financial pressure on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The value of their mortgage assets has fallen, but the debt they took on to purchase those assets remains. To maintain a positive net worth in the face of falling asset values, financial firms have several options to raise capital, but none of these were readily available to Fannie or Freddie. If they sold assets, they would depress the prices of mortgage loans and mortgage-backed securities still further, worsening both their balance sheet problems and those of many other financial firms. They cannot use retained earnings to bolster capital because their operations have not turned a profit since 2006. Finally, rapidly falling share prices made it difficult to impossible to raise capital by selling new equity or common stock. On September 7, 2008, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA, placed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in conservatorship. This step was taken because a default by either of the two firms, which had been battered by the downturn in housing and credit markets, could have caused severe disruptions in global financial markets, made home mortgages more difficult and expensive to obtain, and had negative repercussions throughout the economy. Government National Mortgage Association. The Government National Mortgage Association, GNMA, or Ginnie Mae, was established in the United States in 1968 to promote homeownership. It is a wholly owned government association that operates the Mortgage-Backed Securities Program designed to facilitate the flow of capital into the housing industry. Ginnie Mae approved private institutions issue mortgage-backed securities with payments that are guaranteed, even if borrowers or issuers default on their obligations. The Ginnie Mae guarantee allows mortgage lenders to obtain a better price for their loans in the capital markets. Lenders can then use the proceeds to make new mortgage loans available to consumers. The nature of residential lending has changed significantly in the United States during the past 40 years. One major shift is in the source of funds for loans as the industry moved from regulated depository institutions to the sale of mortgage-backed securities sold in financial markets. Regulated depository lenders dominated the residential mortgage market until the late 1970s. Prior to 1980, savings accounts held by institutional or regulated lenders accounted for over 75% of the money used for residential lending in America. Rising interest rates forced depositors to withdraw their funds from lower interest-bearing savings association accounts to higher-yielding investments, such as money market funds and certificates of deposit. The 1980s saw the collapse of many savings and loan associations. As a result, the influence of savings associations in the mortgage loan market diminished. Primary mortgage market. The market in which borrowers and mortgage lenders come together to create and negotiate the terms of a mortgage transaction is called the primary mortgage market. The primary mortgage market consists of businesses that lend borrowers money to purchase real estate. They are often referred to as loan originators because they initiate or originate the loan paperwork and the cash that is transferred to buyers at a real estate closing. Primary market lenders include savings and loans, commercial banks, mutual savings banks, mortgage companies, credit unions, individuals, or any person or business that provides cash for someone seeking a mortgage. Mortgage companies. The failure of the savings associations in the 1980s represented a window of opportunity for mortgage companies. Unlike regulated depository institutions, mortgage companies have not historically been a major concern of the government because they do not hold depositors' funds. For the most part, mortgage companies are not licensed or regulated as banks, and saving associations are by federal and state agencies. The money that mortgage companies use to make loans comes from the sale of bonds, which is considered a business transaction, not a savings account deposit procedure. A significant difference between mortgage companies and regulated lenders is that mortgage companies rely on commercial banks that grant them a warehouse line of credit. The loans are short-term, collateralized by the mortgage notes they fund, and are normally repaid through the sale of these notes to the secondary market. Since the 1960s, many laws and statutes have been enacted in an effort to regulate the mortgage lending industry at both the federal and state level. In the past, any individual meriting the confidence of a lending institution could assist in arranging a loan, thereby earning a fee for services. Qualifications for a mortgage company were set mostly within the industry. If a mortgage company elects to deal with a government agency involved with mortgage lending, that agency's standards must be met. This includes HUD, FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae. The requirements are similar: a reasonable net worth, experienced personnel, and adequate office facilities available to the general public. Approval must be obtained from each agency with which a mortgage company wants to do business. Approval by either HUD/FHA or VA in itself is often accepted by conventional lenders as adequate qualification. Non-depository mortgage loan originators. Mortgage loan originators can be broken down into three categories: mortgage bankers, mortgage brokers, and correspondent lenders. The distinction between a mortgage banker and a mortgage broker is becoming less clear-cut in the marketplace. The historical distinction between the banker as a source of residential loans and the broker as a source of specialized commercial loans has all but disappeared. A correspondent lender is like a hybrid between a banker and a broker. Mortgage bankers. A mortgage banker is generally a person, corporation, or firm not otherwise in banking that provides its own funds for mortgage financing, as opposed to savings and loan associations or commercial banks that use other people's money, depositors, to originate mortgage loans. A small number of mortgage bankers do supply permanent, long-term financing. However, the majority specialize in providing short-term financing. When dealing with residential loans, mortgage bankers generally borrow money from commercial bankers on a warehouse line of credit to fund the loan at closing. The loan is pledged at the bank as collateral and held, or warehoused, by the bank until it can be sold. In today's market, A mortgage banker seeks to originate numerous loan transactions, which are then sold to investors. These investors are other mortgage bankers, commercial banks, insurance companies, retirement funds, and pension funds. The mortgage banker usually remains in the picture and services the mortgage loan for the investor client. Servicing activities include collecting monthly payments, disbursing the funds to pay taxes and property insurance, supervising the loan, preventing delinquencies, and coordinating foreclosure activities in the event of delinquency. Mortgage brokers. For many years, the mortgage broker's role was to represent major lenders and insurance companies. Mortgage brokers assisted consumers in securing hard-to-place or niche sources of mortgage money. They were the link between the borrower/customer and the client/lender. Commercial loans have long been the preferred function of the mortgage broker. A breakthrough for the mortgage broker began in the early 1980s with the increased development and sale of mortgage-backed securities. It is no longer necessary for a lender of long-term money to hold deposits. This new source of mortgage money has brought many new players into the mortgage market. Some brokers are capable of handling the origination, processing, underwriting, closing, and funding of the mortgage transaction. However, loans originated by the mortgage broker are usually closed and funded in the lender's name. The lender usually services them as well. In contrast, mortgage bankers not only close and fund loans in their own names, but continue to service them as well. Most mortgage brokers specialize as the middleman between the borrower and the lender. The mortgage broker negotiates, sells, or arranges loans to be delivered to large investors. The investors assign large blocks of loans into loan pools as collateral to back mortgage-backed securities. The securities are sold in the big financial markets, thus recovering the pooler's cash to purchase more loans. These investors are large investment bankers, such as ING Group, large commercial banks, such as Citicorp and JP Morgan Chase & Company, and large mortgage bankers, such as Wells Fargo Mortgage. Rather than opening expensive retail offices around the country, these investors rely on mortgage brokers to provide loans they will place in mortgage pools. This procedure works well for mortgage brokers. Residential loans are assembled into larger blocks for sale to secondary market investors. At one time, mortgage brokers originated up to 80% of all mortgage loans. Recent changes in the regulatory environment have resulted in a majority of brokers moving to correspondent lender status. Correspondent lenders. A relatively recent classification of a mortgage loan originator is the correspondent lender. Like mortgage bankers, correspondent lenders are individuals who process, underwrite, close, and fund their own files in their names. Once the loan is closed, the loan is then sold to another lender with whom a correspondent lender has a business relationship. Correspondent lenders are usually small lenders with the necessary funds, through a warehouse line of credit, to extend loans at their own risk. After a loan is closed, a correspondent lender will usually sell it to a larger wholesale lender. The loans can be underwritten by the correspondent mortgage lenders, but the loan program commitments are typically based on terms approved by the larger mortgage lender or sponsor. Many correspondent lenders, like mortgage brokers, have a wide array of products from different sponsors and act as an extension for those larger lenders. Mortgage lending activities. Origination. Origination is the process of creating a new mortgage loan, including all steps taken by a lender to attract and qualify a borrower. A mortgage originator can be either a mortgage broker, mortgage banker, or correspondent lender. The mortgage products offered are basically the same: fixed rate, adjustable rate, FHA, VA, and Rural Housing Service, RHS, mortgage loans, for example. Loan processing. Once the application is complete, the file moves into the processing phase. During this phase, the loan processor will build a file that will be used to make an underwriting decision. The information contained in the application will be verified, and a wide range of information will be collected on the borrower and the property. In most cases, Credit reports will be ordered from all three major national credit reporting agencies: Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Because not all creditors report to all three, each reporting agency will report a different credit score for the borrower. The lender will use the middle score for underwriting if three reports are obtained. If two reports are obtained, they will use the lower of the two scores. The influence of the secondary market in today's mortgage industry has resulted in the uniform documentation of most loans. Lenders must comply with uniform documents and loan qualification parameters in order to have loans that are readily marketable in the secondary market. The result is that loan packages are assembled to meet secondary market requirements. Underwriting. Underwriting is the detailed process of evaluating a borrower's loan application to determine the risk involved for the lender. Underwriting usually involves an in-depth analysis of the borrower's credit history, as well as an examination of the value and quality of the subject property. A well-trained professional, known as an underwriter, reviews all the information, analyzes the creditworthiness of the borrower, and renders a decision on the loan request. Close. The closing of a real estate transaction in which all appropriate documents are signed and the proceeds of the mortgage loan are disbursed by the lender is called consummation. A closing is a meeting for completing a transaction, especially one at which contracts transferring ownership of real estate are signed. It is the process of formulating, executing, and delivering all documents required by a permanent investor, the disbursement of the mortgage funds, and providing for the protection of the investor's security. The required documentation for each closing is determined by the lender or investor in the transaction. Funding. The process of transferring funds to a title or escrow company for disbursement is called funding. When a loan is approved, the lender issues a commitment to make the loan at specified terms. A mortgage banker uses money or a line of credit to fund loans when the final closing conditions have been satisfied. Servicing. Servicing includes sending monthly payment statements and collecting monthly payments, maintaining records of payments and balances, collecting and paying taxes and insurance, and managing escrow and impound funds, remitting funds to the note holder, and following up on delinquencies. The servicing of large blocks of mortgage loans has become big business. Mortgage bankers charge investors for loan servicing, with fees generally amounting to 0.25% to 0.50% of the loan balance. The servicing charge is normally added to the interest rate the borrower pays for the loan and is, therefore, imperceptible to the average borrower. In the terminology of secondary market investors, a yield requirement quoted as net basis means that it does not include a servicing fee. The loan originator must add that to the rate. Net basis rates are sometimes identified as the wholesale rate. This means the rate delivered to the loan purchaser might be 5.5%, while the charge to the borrower would be 6.0%, the 0.50 difference being the servicing fee. Big bank-owned mortgage companies have seen how lucrative the servicing of loans can be and have accumulated billions of dollars in loans to service through affiliated mortgage operations. The profit potential in this kind of cash flow makes servicing a loan worth millions.